broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I hope he hears me. I hope someone knows I'm here. I suppose they do.
Yeah. Doctors, not for work. There are doctors on the corner.
I have paid the price of my remaining
I really
here.
I don't get that.
Our boarding is constitutional as a massive hedge.
Wow. World famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for patriots, by patriots, here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that actually knows what it's talking about, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. That's right, baby. This is the wrong kind of talk radio. This is right-wing radio. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com, to learn more. Coming up this hour, we have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're going to be talking about the Arvada, Colorado Police. I don't know where Arvada is either. It sounds like a delightful place, but this is not a delightful story. An 11-year-old boy drawing so-called inappropriate, and I'm quoting, inappropriate stick figures, and the child, 11, taken to jail and handcuffed, and the parents having to deal with that, and not to mention the kid having to deal with that. 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be back with Jay Santos in a moment. Just a reminder, we got St. Paddy's Day coming up. That's the next big one, isn't it? You know, well, President's Day, I say big one. We just had President's Day, but St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Not a bad day to roll out a Phil Hendry Show shot glass for the one you love. Now, these are not shot glasses that are a tourist stand. These are not shot glasses that you find at the Turnpike, Notion Shop. This is the real deal. 2.5 ounces, perfectly balanced. It's a cordial. It's a long, thin shot, and it has the show logo in three colors, actually, on the front. And it's yours, baby. Just go over to our website, philhendryshow.com, hit shop, S-H-O-P, for the shot, S-H-O-T. Arvada police arrest 11-year-old over inappropriate stick figure drawing. That's what the story says here. Here is the unidentified mother. Now listen, this 11-year-old boy was arrested and hauled away in handcuffs for drawing stick figures in school. But the therapist that he's seeing told him to do that when he was getting scared or he was getting anxious. Go ahead and draw some pictures. His parents say they understand what he did was inappropriate, but are outraged by the way Arvada police handled the case. The parents did not want their real names used. All right. They say Tim is being treated for attention deficit disorder, and his therapist told him to draw pictures when he got upset rather than disrupt the class, so that's what this little guy did. Here is the unidentified mother talking to Fox Channel 31 News in Denver, Colorado, about this incident.
It was heart-wrenching to see my son walk out my front door, my 11-year-old son walk out my front door in handcuffs and get in that police car. I think it's violently unfair to these little guys, and it's traumatic.
The boy's psychiatrist, Dr. Patrick Bacon, doesn't think the police acted appropriately in handcuffing and arresting the kid.
I really don't get that at all. I mean, to me, it doesn't seem like there's any victim to this. He was doing what he thought he should. He's only 11. He's not posing a serious threat to anybody. I mean, it just is bizarre to me that they'd respond this way.
Okay, so what we have here once again, Jay Santos joining us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is authority, outside authority, interfering in the upbringing, and I will say it, it is the upbringing of a child, the education of a child. We have a school overstepping, I think, its bounds. This child is on the advice of a psychiatrist. I mean, this whole thing just sounds like a ridiculous screw-up. And if not a screw-up, it sounds like somebody's got a screw loose and, you know, needs to be replaced, or the entire policies obviously needs to be rethought.
I don't doubt, Phil, that sometimes there are a lot of people who've got a screw loose. That is what it goes without saying at the educational level for children. But, Phil, I want to tell you that as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as a person on the front lines of law enforcement, we don't know. Police don't know because police are in a situation where they have other things they got to do. The parents, with all the parents have to do, and, you know, I say with respect, the parents are not really going to look objectively at the kid to find out where his kid is dangerous or what's going on with him. And so what we have proposed is that our auxiliary police service, Citizens Auxiliary Police, we are citizens. We're not a neighborhood watch. We are a cut above that. I'd say we are a cut above regular security police, is that we have at least one Citizens Auxiliary Police officer on campus, so that if we do recognize behavior that is red flag behavior, which is what we would call a takedown or a red flag or a level three behavior, that we will take immediate steps to interdict and to make sure that that child is not a harm to himself. He won't make sure he doesn't hurt himself and he doesn't hurt any other kids. And
you're proposing to put your volunteer, but they are volunteer police, aren't they?
We do not like to put it that way. We don't want to say we're volunteer police because people then think that we are some kind of, if they want to put it in a disparaging way, they say we're like rubber bullet cop. We're not a rubber bullet cop at all. We will detain individuals if we feel that they have posed a threat to the community. We are uniform. We wear a blue armband so that we're very clearly seen. And so I don't think that, saying we're volunteer.
You know? All right, well, I won't say you're volunteer, but you're not an official police agency.
Well, here again, I don't want to get, I don't want to engage in that kind of language, because when you say we're not official and you say that we're a volunteer, people get in their minds that we're some sort of bogus rubber bullet security detail at a department store or something. And that's not what it is.
Well, you explain, Jay.
Well, what we do is we take a look at situations that the police are not handling to the best of their ability, most likely because they are undermanned and don't have the time, and situations that parents are not going to handle well because parents are prejudiced against it.
When you say the parents are prejudiced, what do you mean? The parents aren't going to look?
I mean, they're not going to look objectively at their own kids.
Okay. So you would put a police officer, one of your Citizens Auxiliary Police, on a campus and look at any child that seems to pose a violent risk. Now, let's take a look at this child. His name is Tim, and this is in Arvada, Colorado.
That's right. And we do have, we've got four different Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have the Boulder Cougars.
We can get through that, but I wanted to mention here that this young man is in Arvada, Colorado. He is being treated for attention deficit disorder. This is all from last October, by the way.
That's correct, yeah.
So I wonder why we're only hearing about it now.
I think it's the press was not aware of it, or they were sitting on it. They might have been sitting on it. And a lot of times the press will just go ahead and sit right on it. Because they don't want people to be embarrassed. Maybe it's not necessary in terms of the public, of what the public know about it. And they'll sit down right on top of it and sit on it, and then at some point they'll probably get up and let it go, and it'll go get published. But sometimes they will sit forever on a story.
This one says here that Tim is being treated. Last October, he drew a stick figure of himself with a gun, pointed at four other stick figures with the words, "Teacher must die." He felt calmer and was throwing the picture away when the teacher saw it and sent him to the principal's office.
Well, right there, "Teacher must die." I mean, that's a red flag there.
Why would you say that to Ray? I got to tell you, when we were kids, all we ever did was mock our teachers. We made fun of. I remember a kid drawing a cartoon of one of our teachers. It was a cartoon of our teacher being dragged behind a car. And
I don't know. I know. Did that kid get reported?
No, nobody reported him. It was the funniest thing I ever saw in my life. It was a cartoon. It was a series of panels. This one kid was very talented. And he drew this panel of the teacher chasing somebody, and his shirt gets caught in the trunk of the car. And now this teacher that we all thought was funny is bouncing up and down on the highways as he's being dragged. I mean, it was nothing that we didn't see in cartoons.
That to me sounds like extremely violent. I don't want to comment, Phil. You're saying something that happened a long time ago. This is a boy's teacher must die.
But I'm telling you, is it not normal for children to get that off their chest or get that out of their system, especially when a psychiatrist is asking to?
I'm saying that it is not normal, and I'm saying that with our Citizens Auxiliary, I don't know about psychology. You're asking me about psychology. I see an opportunity for Citizens Auxiliary Police to step in and tell the school, here's something we can do. I don't know what it is you want, but if you want us to observe these kids that are acting, you know, what do you want to call it, weird or squirrely, we take a look at it, you know, take, you know, size the kid up, look him up and down, and we can do one of two things. We do a takedown, which means we take the child down, we roll him over gently, we do a kid tie, which is a, it's a fun tie. It's like a hog tie, but we call it a kid tie so the child doesn't get that panicked, and we kid tie it and take it in. We can't do a, simply an interdiction, which is basically tell a kid, just stand there, now what's going on with you, you know, doing all this.
Well, what would you stop a child, when you talk about a kid tie, that's to restrain a child.
That is correct, but we don't do that just because the kid's violent. We do it to make sure he doesn't become violent. That's the thing we do, is to be different than other people. You see, we're going to do it so they don't get violent, you see. But any time a child is wearing any kind of violent clothing, it's got a WW, what do you call it? A lot of kids like wrestling, I understand that. But if a kid's wearing a wrestling shirt, you got a problem. If the kid has said that, you know, I'll tell you one thing that we did, Phil, a young man that we saw on a campus over here at Roosevelt, which is up in Redondo Beach, there was a young boy there, I don't want to give his name out, but his name was I think it was Jeremy Duncan, but I didn't want to give his name out because of the privacy issue.
And well, you just did give his name out, so...
Well, I did give his name out from the standpoint of they told us, well, it had been reported. In any event, his name was Jeremy Duncan, and he used to make war sounds so realistic that it scared the teachers and the pupils. And so one day...
What do you mean war sounds?
It's the way a little boy is when he plays Army. So this young man was going, I don't know how to do it, Jerry Gleason. That sound like a machine gun. You know, like a machine gun where a kid goes boom, boom, that kind of thing.
Okay.
He did it so well that a lot of teachers got nervous around this kid. So I told the kid to stop because they had brought me out there for Citizens Auxiliary Police review. They wanted to see just whether they could afford us or not. And I said, and we don't ask for money. We just ask for whatever they can spare in terms of kitchen equipment, barbecue, forks, knives, things like that for our substation. So the kid goes like that. And I said, yeah, that does sound realistic. We did a kid tie. We transported it into the principal's office, and the principal had a talk with it, and it said that it would stop doing it.
You know, we're talking here about children, and we're talking here about the well-being of kids, and you're talking about kids as if they are a ongoing threat that needs a takedown, a hog tie, and this is the thing that bugs the hell out of me, man, when children who, because of the paranoia surrounding and the lack of education, too, that's the part that really drives me nuts, the lack of education on the part of some people, these kids are treated like criminals, and this little boy with the stick figure arrested?
Well, Phil, I would have done the same thing. You don't know.
You'd arrest a kid who was told by his teacher to draw these things if he got nervous.
I'd have to do the same thing. If a child has drawn something that says teacher must die, you have to at least put the child into some kind of restraint and then sort it out. That's what I'll do. I don't want to take the kid to prison, but if he puts a picture down that says teacher must die, there's a stick figure, and he's making gun, you know, he's making a gun noise like that one boy did. You know, he's going, you know, just
no, I understand what you're saying.
So I would have to, at that particular point, put him into some kind of a restraint and perhaps a 24 to 40-hour hold.
All right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us. Our number is 877-876-7445. Children and their behavior in school. And how do we know whether it's violent or if it's just therapeutic? This boy who was drawing a stick figure with the caption, teacher must die, was simply doing, he was sort of going through a little therapy that the psychiatrist told him to, and he gets arrested. And Jay Santos agrees with that. I don't. I don't agree with any kind of police activity with kids who are drawing pictures. 877-876-7445, The Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL.
Because I don't believe
that's
in that,
877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And, Jay, it's just a matter of the long arm of the law. Call it what you want. Every possible facet of our lives. Now the behavior of children. A child that just went to a psychiatrist. Do you understand how destructive this is? That a psychiatrist said to the child, if this helps you in dealing with your anxiety, then draw it. And he gets taken to jail.
Phil, I've been out there. I've been on the playgrounds. I've been in the classrooms. I've seen these kids who can put the fear of you-know-who into teachers and other students. I'll give you an example. You know, we're walking on a playground, and I see a kid there who is, I've been on a playground over here at Roosevelt, which is right over here in Redondo Beach, the same place we got this young boy, Jeremy, when he was going, you know, boom, bang, 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 and all that. Here's a kid eating a, look like a Hostess, what do you call it, ding-dong? I don't know what it is. It's the
Like a Hostess Twinkie.
It's one of 20. It was done.
Well, a Hostess cupcake or something.
No, it wasn't that either. It was a ding dong. I'm sorry. It's one of the chocolate. And the reason why I say it is because that's got chocolate icing, and so it's got the whipped cream. And I immediately became concerned because that was sugar. And the child was wearing a WWE shirt. So that's a violent representation with the sugar what's going in. And I've got to make a judgment call. And that judgment call said to me, takedown. So I've got to put that kid flat on his stomach as gently as we can. We've got to get him in, take him into an area. Sometimes I'll have a janitor's closet or an office or something where you can interrogate the child in a way which is not going to, you know, scare him or anything.
And well, I would think the kid would be scared enough, man, being taken and tied because he's eating a Twinkie or whatever it was.
Well, you said it was a Hostess Ding Dong. The reason why I'm making a differentiations is the sugar content.
Okay, fine. I mean, whether it's that or something else, and then he's wearing a wrestling shirt, and you say, this looks like an interdiction. I don't get that, man. I don't see that. I understand sugar. Believe me when I tell you I understand sugar and kids. They love it. Here is Chris in Chicago on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Phil. I want to know if this guy's got any deputized powers, if he has anything that he's allowed to arrest people or what. Is there anything
Yes, I do. We have obviously the Constitution gives us the powers of citizen's arrest, and the laws in different states are different, but if you see a situation happening, excuse me, sir?
Oh, you're full of it. If you try to...
No, I'm not. Have you read the law? You're asking me because you didn't know. You asked me because you didn't know, so that's why you asked me. And the state laws say...
An old guy to go after little kids, tie them up, make a little trip to the bathroom, have a little fun with them, and then take them to the principal's office.
Well, maybe that's what happened to you when you were a kid.
Jail.
Was that what happened to you when you were a kid? Because that's not...
You're trying to pull up my history. I don't think so. What are you, a little pedophile?
See where your mind goes? Look where your mind goes. You immediately go to a guy touching you.
All right,
let's talk about this whole thing of being on the playground. Hold on. Let's talk about the thing. Are you allowed to be on the playground?
Yeah, school said that we could look over the situation.
All right, you're looking over the situation, but did the school tell you go ahead and take down any kid that you're concerned with?
They wanted to see me in action, so I gave them some action. If you're looking at a kid who is sucking down sugar at the rate of
his wife,
I said my hog-tied wife. You hog-tied my wife. You hog-tied my wife. Now I doubt if you're going to see the sunset that day. You want to go hog-tie my wife?
Looking at a bikini or something. thinking, oh, this guy's weird. He might do something.
Yeah, everything you're saying tells me more about you than me. Tells me more about you than me. I think you look at a zucchini and you go, oh, my first grade teacher.
All right. Thank you very much. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
I mean, I'm going to answer questions from people who want to talk, you know, like they're... You know, like they got, you know, educated and everything like that. I'm not going to talk to some guy that can't get over the fact that some old man who lives behind him showed him what it's all about.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back. Showed him what it's all about.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God. God.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
More of your phone calls coming up, 877-876-7445. You're giving me these scenarios here. Jay Sanis with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police on how do we spot a child that is potentially a problem in terms of violent behavior, and how do we differentiate between that child and this poor kid in Arvada, Colorado, who was simply drawing stick figures that had, you know, that were saying, ooh, I'm going to kill teacher. Like, kids haven't said that before.
I sure didn't hear Van Halen. Let me tell you one thing, Mr. Henry. I never heard Van Halen say, I won't kill teachers. I want to do it to her. I forget how the song goes. They said, I want to climb all over her or whatever.
And I'm hot for teacher.
What is that?
That's the song you're talking about?
Oh, the Van Halen song, yes, sir. And I never heard Van Halen say, I'm going to gut teacher. I mean, it's insane. And
come on, man. You know that kids... So, all right. I want to get to some more phone calls.
Glenn, I was going to tell you about when we stake out, because that last guy was so... Excuse me for saying that. The last guy was so stupid. And, you know, I don't know where to begin on describing what's wrong with him. But I was standing in a classroom at a middle school in Alhambra doing a... just surveying the class. And there was a kid giving a report. He stood up. He's wearing a pair of camo pants, okay, a little bit of red flag, not that bad. But then he stood up to give a report on his dad in Afghanistan. Right there, I've got to make a decision. And a decision I made was to firmly but gently take the kid by both arms, and I nodded to the teacher. She knew what I was doing. And we immediately went into interrogation mode because you don't understand. And
you took a kid who was talking about what?
About it. Before you get indignant, Mr. Henry.
No, I want to know. The kid was wearing camo pants and he was talking about what?
He went into a report about his father in Afghanistan. All right. Was his father in the Army? Was his father a Marine? I never heard. Is he? I don't think he was. Was he a war criminal?
Well, was his father in the Marines or the Army?
I did not hear. I did not want to go that far. We had to begin to...
So, in other words, you took this boy out of that classroom, began to interrogate this child with the school's permission before he even got his story out about what his father did in Afghanistan, which most likely was his dad was a soldier.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, you never let the kid say anything. I'm telling you, Mr. Sanis, I do not think... This hyper monitoring of kids has done these kids any good at all. I think it's making them crazier.
By the way, Mr. Henry, I say this I'm a brigadier admiral with the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry if I didn't address you by your rank, but I'm trying to get to some larger issues here. 877-876-7445. Nathan in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
I'll tell you what. I'm a parent of four boys. 7, 5, 3, and 1. This guy here on the phone, or the, you know, this guy sounds crazy. I'm sorry, but he doesn't need to be anywhere near kids.
Well, I don't know why I sound crazy, but I'm trying to keep it. What's that?
Camel pants? Are you serious? I mean, that's a red flag to wear camel pants? I mean,
well, no. No, it wasn't. It was a red flag when the kid had camel pants. He starts launching into descriptions of military operations in Afghanistan. Yep.
No, he was talking about his father.
You didn't even let him get far enough to tell him the class whether his dad was in the Army or the Marines or whatever. I mean, If that guy, that kid's dead,
how long am I supposed to wait? How long do we wait before the kid does something violent?
Oh, you got to be kidding! Violent. How long do we
wait? He's probably proud of his father that his father's over there, you know, risking his life to secure freedom for us and other people across this world, and you're going to red flag him.
Yeah.
You have got a problem, buddy. You're not going to be anywhere near kids.
Well, first of all, sir, it is debatable whether his father is protecting freedom or not.
Whoa. Don't even go there, because if you're going to start in on the politics, boy, you're way out of bounds, okay?
Well, I'm not going to talk about that, but I'm just saying, okay, so he started in talking about military operations.
How did you know it was about his dad?
Because the teacher told me later.
The teacher told you later, so the boy did not even get out of his mouth what it was he was talking about. In your interrogation, the child didn't say anything?
No, he did not. So, I don't know what that's another red flag. What's he hiding?
Maybe you don't know how to talk to kids.
Mr. Henry,
anywhere near kids. I mean, you made the comment earlier about making war sounds and machine gun sounds. That is normal, buddy. That is normal for kids to, you know.
I understand that, but this boy was doing it so realistically that the teacher.
Oh, give me a break. Frightened. You ever watch Police Academy? You know, maybe he's the next, sound imitator like that guy in Police Academy.
You mean the black guy that could make the sound of a dog fighting a cat?
Get out of here.
I'm talking about a kid who was making, I mean, I can't even do it that good. He was going like.
So what? Well, he did it good. The point is, you are crazy. You are mentally unstable. And you do not need to be anywhere near kids. If I was a parent in that school district, I'd be all over you.
Well, what's that mean? You'd be all over me?
I'd be all over the school. I'd be finding out why they've got you in there. I mean,
no kidding.
A WWE
I'd like to know the names of the
shirts. I mean, since when is that a problem?
Well, first of all, that's the reason why I do what I do and you don't. I'm looking at a kid who's siphoning down sugar by the second while wearing a shirt that celebrates some guy with a crease in his head. You know, I mean, you look at these wrestlers, they look like their skulls have been caved in multiple times. And this kid thinks that's cool while he's siphoning, you know, the cream right out of the center of one of those, the ding-dong.
What kind of a childhood did you have, man?
I had a normal childhood. I went to work with my dad. My father was arrested. My father got arrested for running dog fights over here in Pico Rivera. And I didn't see my father for a long time, so I was mostly with my mom and then with her boyfriend.
Boy, you know, you're not telling a story of a childhood that I would want anyone to have.
What is that supposed to mean?
I mean,
your father got arrested for running dog fights in Pico Rivera.
you're laughing about a young man whose father goes to prison?
Well, no, you're just saying you had a normal childhood. Your dad's in prison. Your mom's got boyfriends. That's not normal. That's not good.
Well,
I mean, did you have any good male role models in your life? I mean,
If I tell you that, then that last guy is going to call up and call me gay, and you know, like he did.
All right, look, very good questions. I got to take a break, or got to run on to another caller, sir. But I appreciate that very much. That's Nathan in Chattanooga. Our number is 877-876-7445 on the Phil Hendry Show. I don't mean to to criticize.
No, not at all. You just basically said that my childhood was some sort of a. What are you trying to say?
You said you had a normal childhood. Your father goes to jail for running dog fights in Pico Rivera. Is that right?
Yeah. I know that dog fighting is illegal, Mr. Henry. I know it's bad. But my father's a good man and taught me about respect for the law. He taught me respect for the law. All right, he taught me respect for the law except for the dog fighting. That was the only part that he...
That's the only part of the law he didn't teach you respect for, huh?
I'm simply saying that man and the little boy should have said, I want to talk about my father in Afghanistan. Instead, he goes, in Afghanistan, they have, and he's all good in military and everything. And he's a kid. And I'm thinking, if anybody should be talking like that, it should be an adult. And he's talking like he's all, you know, armied up. I don't know.
877-876-7445. Let's go up here to Debbie in Tucson. Debbie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I just want to say that this guy on the phone needs to be checked out by CPS. period, okay? You should not be around kids. You are a threat to kids. And CPS needs a copy of this radio show and just listen to him talk. Because there is no way he should be around anybody's child.
If you were a teacher, then you'd have the kid, you would have had that kid taken in by the cops because he drew a stick figure. So who's worse,
me or her? I don't even care about your stories and how you do kids. From what I hear, you have some issues. Have you been fingerprinted even to be around kids?
Excuse me, what have I done that's illegal? What have I done that's illegal?
Have you been fingerprinted?
Well, I mean, come
have
on.
Have you done a background
I'm not answering your question. Have I been fingerprinted? I bought a house. You have to be fingerprinted when you buy a house.
People's kids, and you haven't even been fingerprinted, and they haven't done a background check on you?
Have you? What's that supposed to mean? What have I done that's illegal?
Well, let's talk about you taking a kid and putting him on the ground because he's eating a Twinkie.
Mr. Henry, and this lady probably didn't hear. You didn't hear. The kid had one of those. The reason why I said he had a Hostess Ding Dong is because those have a cream center. And the kid he wasn't eating the chocolate, he wasn't eating the cake, he was sucking the cream right out of the middle of it. And right away, that was a red flag.
Why is that a red flag, man? Are you kidding?
Who's world? Are you got your own rule book? Whose rule book are you going by?
Are you telling me that's normal? That's a child that needs sugar so bad, he's sucking the cream filling right out of the middle of the ding dong.
Okay, listen, what type of training did you get to do your job?
Why don't you get a better phone? You're all, what kind of cream is in it? I can't understand what she's saying.
I can understand her fine.
What was the question? What kind of training
did you get? What kind of training did you get?
First of all, we are Citizens Auxiliary Police is self-contained. We're self-contained. All right? We train ourselves. That's what we do. Because we're not interested in the politics.
District lets you around kids, and you have no formal training?
Well, ma'am, just like the phone company lets you use a phone, even though I can't hear you. I mean,
school district is this that's allowing you around kids?
The Crumpton School District, right over here in
the what?
The Crumpton School District. It's over in Brennan.
I can't understand you.
I don't know what you want me to do.
Say it louder.
It's the Brennan School District. It's right over in Pumpkin.
Okay, I hope somebody understood what you said so they can turn you into CPS.
Well, yeah, okay, fine. I worked at the Lennon School District in Parblin.
In Parblin?
I didn't say that. I said Brownlin.
Brownlin?
No. You know, ma'am, you are so intent on people in the jail.
Needs to turn you into CPS,
to interrogate the kid in a janitor's closet.
This radio station needs to take some responsibility and turn you into somebody's child gets hurt. Because
you have
some mental issues. You lack common sense. You do not have any common sense, and you do not need to be around anybody's child.
I think you're very wrong.
All right, thank you very much for your call, Debbie. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we'll put Jay on hold for just a minute. A man who, Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, agrees with the Arvada, Colorado police. They arrested a little boy because he drew stick figures, one of which said, I'm going to kill teacher. Now, the child was told to draw these stick figures by a psychologist if he got scared or nervous. That's what he did. He felt better. He threw it away. That night, he's arrested. 877-876-7445. We're trying to make some sense out of this crazy, mixed-up, strange-ass world. Radio for Patriots, by Patriots, The Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up next hour is our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And welcome back with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on controlling potentially violent children in grade school, middle school. These are small kids. Is there some kind of an indicator? Is there some way that we can tell a kid is going to be violent? Well, I don't know, but... Mr. Santos, you're saying, or Brigadier Admiral Santos, you are saying that yes, you can, if the kid is eating the cream out of a Twinkie. I mean, you're giving a lot of.
You're making it sound a little ridiculous, Mr. Leonard. What I'm trying to.
Well, you're the one who said that it's an indication the kid has a sugar fix if he's sucking the cream out of the interior of a Twinkie.
That's correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you do see a lot of kids do that. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But then put that together with the fact that a kid has on a WWE, now you got yourself a problem. And a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I can't have a problem like that. I can't afford, like you can afford, and your audience can afford, and a lot of people listening tonight, maybe people who were listening yesterday or tomorrow, they can all afford it. I can't afford it. One mistake by me, and you're going to see a lot of... I don't even want, I can't go in it because it'll turn your stomach. What will happen? So one mistake by me, you'd never stop being sick.
I doubt it, sir. I doubt it.
Why do you say you doubt it?
I just doubt it. I'm sorry. 877-876-7445. Here is Patrick in Portland, Maine. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing? First of all, I doubt myself. I just want to reiterate, like a couple other people said.
You tell them I can doubt it, but I'm the one living it. I live it.
Okay, let's let this man talk, please.
Okay, well, first of all, the previous caller, that woman there, she kind of got to the point that I'd like to get to is, what state is this happening in?
I'm in the state of California.
Out in California? Is it a public or is it a private school?
I'm not at liberty.
Well, what do you mean you're not at liberty?
No, I don't want to hear you're not at liberty. You just gave
name
out on national TV. So
that was on national radio, and I take it back. I shouldn't have done that. You're right.
Well, the school you described is a public school, so because I know the school. So let's just say it's public and some are private.
You don't know that.
I do. You mentioned the school.
Point I want to make, Phil, is that if this guy is doing this in a public school, it couldn't happen because, there's just so many rules nowadays. They're not going to let some guy stand there with an op or wearing a WWF shirt. You know what I mean?
Well, sir, you guys, I love the way you guys laugh when it comes to a kid that might be violent.
You can't say that, and I just think it's so asinine, ever since Columbine and maybe before, that every little twitch, every little raised eyebrow, every little finger that's moved the wrong way, every little paranoid adult, every these poor kids are under the gun, and this child was doing what the doctor told him to do. Can you imagine that? This child was doing what the doctor said, and he still got arrested?
Mr. Henry, we're not perfect, but we're trying to prevent a kid like that from possibly taking a... automatic weapon in there, you're going to have millions dead. Or not millions,
sir,
but you're going to have a lot of people dead.
How many people are in this citizens police patrol that you have?
It's called Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have approximately 20 sub-commanders.
Okay, and, is this sponsored by the police department, or...
I don't really like answering a lot of questions about what we do, because we're getting...
Well, then what are you on the radio for, then?
Because I called up Mr. Henry and asked him if I could comment on this situation with a kid with a stick figure. And Mr. Henry said yes. And
yeah, I'm glad I did say yes, because I'm finding out that you're going out there and you're hawking your services to public schools as a guy that can prevent violence. And because a kid was wearing an armband and talked about Afghanistan, you made the assumption he was a security risk and went and interrogated him in a janitor's closet, which, by the way, if I'm the parent of that kid...
Oh, here we go again with I'm a perv. You guys really got to clean it up. Because
Mr. Henry,
I happen to take...
Yes, sir.
I just want to say one more thing.
Yes, go ahead.
There's no way this guy could be in a public school because that's all funded by the federal government. And just, I believe it was just last week, there was a teacher that said some stuff on Facebook about our students, and it made national news. And if this guy takes down a kid in a classroom in a public school that taxpayers pay for, this guy's going to prison. Bottom line, I believe he's full of crap. And none of the,
you're
he doesn't do any of this.
You know what, you're saying that, sir, because I know how to keep our operations and the things we do quiet. I don't go running around to Facebook and put stuff on there.
You don't have to go to run around to Facebook. If you're in a public school, there's plenty of people that are going to be talking about it. I believe you're full of it. And this is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You asked me a question. Thank you. I'd rather not comment. See, that's why I told that guy I'd rather not comment on it. I said I don't want to dignify the ant. You know, I'm not going to dignify. And he got all upset. That's why I usually say, I'll say I'd rather not comment or I won't dignify.
And what does that do?
That means I don't give. I'm not putting information over there. What's going to be on Facebook and everything? Yeah, figure it out.
Don't talk to me like that, okay?
Well, I mean, Mr. Henry, you asked me these questions. You know, it should be obvious.
Rose, we got about 40 seconds. Go ahead, please.
I just want to say that that man is psycho. He is abusing children,
what?
And he is doing a volunteer job to justify it. He is a power-hungry
pervert.
Abuser.
Pervert. Am I a pervert?
Very likely that he's a pervert.
Okay.
Very likely if he's going to interrogate a child in a janitor's closet.
All right, what if I said I wanted to interrogate you in a janitor's closet? Does that make me a pervert, or just I'm attracted to you?
Oh, God. Don't even answer that. Rose, thank you very much for your very succinct and on-target comments.
Phil
Next hour, the news hour, world-famous Phil Henry Show.